this week's parasha is parashas Bechukosai. So, first of all, this is the siyum of parasha of Chumash Vayikra. So you have to understand why this is the siyum of parashas Vayikra. Also, it's a very strange lashon for the Chumash to be speaking in. Bechukosai. Im Bechukosai Telechu. So, it says, if you go with my chok. Chok is something chakuk, like you chokek in an oven. You make an indentation in an oven, in a stone. That's a chok, you chokek. So if you go in my indentations, which is a very strange thing to say. Also, we know chok, in terms of mitzvahs, means mitzvahs which don't have time. Something chakuk, something that is fixed, that doesn't... Chokek, you chokek laws. You make indentations into the law. That's a fixed law. By us, it's so fixed that lechora doesn't have tam, doesn't have a reasoning, or doesn't have a simple reasoning. Yeah. Ved mitzvotai tishmoru vasitem otam. And my mitzvahs, you guard and you do them. Venatati gishmichem biitam, and you get the bracha of geshem in its time. And the land will give off its produce. And the trees of the field will give its fruit. There'll be enough. You'll have plenty of produce, right? And you have so much produce that by the time you're ready to make more produce, you already still have the old stuff. The bread that have a brocha, that which you eat, not only you have plenty, but that which you eat will be complete sphere. And you live in the land with bitachon, with assurance. There'll be peace in the land. And you lie there, and there's nothing to worry about. Vishafti chayaram in art, no be animals, bad animals in the land, and there'll be no war, chasvisharim in the land, nothing. And you chase your eveichem, and it goes on, and 500, and mayor of Ava, and adomim atim shosim in the Torah, and merubim, right? And I'll appear in front of you, and you'll be fruitful, and you'll be multiplied, and I'll establish my bris with you. Perfection. Why? If you go in my chukim, simple pshat of the chumash, simple pshat, not Rashi. In b'chukotai telech, you go in my chukim. You go in my Torah, that which is the chukim, even in my chukim, that which doesn't have tam. And Rashi says in other places, the Yetzirah is mekatrek. If you go with my chukim, all these brachas will have. That means you go with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you go straight with him, you do what he has to say, you don't ask too many questions because the chuk, you can't understand anyway, you go straight. That would seem what the parasha is saying. And you get all these brachas and shlemus. Comes Rashi and tells us, no, that's not the pshat. Why is not the pshat? Because Rashi says, "Im b'chukotai telechu it medayik." The pasuk, "Yechol ze kiyum mitzvahs." Maybe this is kiyum mitzvahs. Kishu omed b'tzotai tishmor. It says kiyum mitzvahs. You're keeping my mitzvahs. How kiyum mitzvahs amu? So chok can't be keeping the mitzvahs. And b'tzotai tishmor, you're keeping mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs it means, even chokim. Hamani mekayem im b'chukotai telechu. That you go, what's this lashon of go? Shu'amelim b'Torah. So now, the Torah just told us, didn't say, im tilmedu. It could have said, im tilmedu. We have to learn what chok means, because it says, if mitzvahs you do. So we know the chok, what's left to do? Why is it if white tefillahs you do? No. Im b'chukotai telechu, yu'amelim b'Torah. Dafka amelim b'Torah. And that's called the chok. The Torah is megaleh that there's a chok in the world. This I hear from my Rosh Hashiva, Rav Shmuel. He said, everything in the world, you know, you have assumptions, and from those assumptions you have a whole binyan. You have a whole maths, a whole physics, a whole whatever. From an assumption you get, what's the assumption in the Torah? What's the hanacha? The first thing in the Torah. What's the chok? Amelim b'Torah. If a person's amelim b'Torah, everything comes with it. If a person's not amelim b'Torah, we're going to see all the ra comes. That's the chok. There's a chok here. Amelus b'Torah.
But
the chok is that through amelus b'Torah, et mitzvah taitish moru, you're going to keep mitzvahs. The beginning of a person's avoda is amelus b'Torah.
Learning.
Learning. That's the chok. Now, when it says learning, it doesn't mean learning, sitting in university and learning. It means learning amanat l'kayim, et mitzvah taitish moru. The Torah, teleichu, the Torah brings you towards mitzvah taitish moru. You're walking, the Torah walks you to mitzvah taitish. Torah like that brings all the brachas. If the chukatai doesn't telechu, doesn't take you to mitzvah taitish moru, that's not amelis b'Torah. That's something else. That's university. That's not yeshiva. Yeshiva or learning is, the learning of the Torah will be molich you to good things. That's the beginning. That's the beginning. But it has to be amelis. Why has to be amelis? And why is a chok? So I said, Wamsha, why it's a chok? It's the beginning. It's the initial beginning. From this, everything comes. But why is it a chok? Well, it doesn't make sense. You can understand. You learn something. You keep it. You mashlim yourself. Why is that a chok? That makes sense. There's a metzias in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with a certain metzias. The metzias is this world, the metzias is a physical world. We live in a physical world. The Torah is something completely spiritual. Has no kesher to metzias. So when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to receive Torah, Shavuos, the Malachim said, Ma Yiludisha Zeh, Ma Yiludisha. What are you doing over here? What do you need Torah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Techos b'kisi, tanelem tshuva. What was his tshuva? Lo tignov is written, Yitzit Mitzrayim, Kavod et avicha ve et imecha, Yetzara yesh b'cha. Lo tachmod, lo desire. No answer, received. So what's a havami and what's a maskana? The Torah is chemda gnuza. It's something which is so, so spiritual. It's higher than everything. It's the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's higher than the Malachim. It's all Elyon. It's bigger than Olam Haba. Olam Haba is Ha'ara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Baal HaTanya. It is a radiance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzma. How is it shaykh of Ben Adam to Gebel Torah? How is it shaykh? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yitzhara Yishbacha. Kabbat et avicha, yatsiut mitzrayim, lo tignav, you don't steal, you don't covet. What's it shaykh to Malachim? What's it shaykh to Torah? What's it shaykh to Torah? The chiddush in Torah, that's the chok. This chemde gnuza, this rotzen, this akrish baruch hu ba'atzma, is mitlabesh. In the physical world, comes down to the physical world. That's a chok. We say in a bracha, sheyatza et adam. We say mafli lazot. What's the pella? Pella means something you can't, person can't understand. How the physical world is connected to the spiritual. That's a pella. How Torah is connected to lo tignov. Don't steal. Don't covet. Honor your parents. Yitzir mitzrayim. Yitzahara yeshbacha. How the Torah is tavling the Yetzirah, how the Torah comes into this world and changes the physical and elevates it to spiritual, that's a chok. That's not understood. That's mafli la'asot. That's what the Ramah says. Mafli la'asot, we can't understand how there's a kesher between the connection between the physical and spiritual that's beyond man's understanding. That's mufla, that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us his ratzon. And put it into the world. And it's mitlabesh into the world through the mitzvahs. And how we bring it into the world? Ba'amelus bo. the amelis in this chemda gnuza. You could be learning Baba Kama, you're never going to see a shor nagach in your life, b'zad Hashem. You're not going to see a goring shor in your life. But you know all the dinim about it. You're going to learn kodshim, you're going to learn taros, you're never going to happen in your life. Maybe taros, b'zad Hashem, kodshim, b'zad Hashem, yomot Mashiach. Who knows? Maybe it will happen, b'zad Hashem. But al pi rov, these things aren't happening every day. Most of the things you learn are not applicable to your life. What are you learning them for? Makes no sense. You should be learning Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Brachos, and even most of Hilchos Shabbos you're not going to be doing. If you do the right things. You don't need to know them. Most of Hilchos Brachos, it doesn't take long. You know the yeshiva could finish in 6 months. We could teach you all that needs to be done as a frum Jew. How to put on tefillin, how to live your life as a frum Jew. It takes 6 months, probably even less. We need a hashkafa, all these things. What do you need them for? Oh, so I have a feeling for it. No, just keep it like a robot. Keep it, it's true. Keep it, finished. No. The amelus in Torah is mekashe you, connects you to the spiritual world. And you're in the physical. And it's connecting to the spiritual. How do you connect to the spiritual and stay, be in the physical? That's the connecting to the physical. It doesn't divide you. We're not Buddhists. We don't go up there and leave our bodies down here. No, we take it with us. The physical gets physical, spiritual. The physical gets Kedusha. That's the Chok. That we can turn this physical world through Amelus B'Tera, through Tircha, like it says in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Ein divrei Torah mitkayem ele mi shememis atzmo aleh. Someone who kills himself. You kill the physical. What do you mean kill the physical? You don't negate it. Doesn't mean negate it. It means you're amal to the extent that the Torah permeates you and takes over the physical. And the physical becomes a kli, a vessel through which Torah is mitpashet, enters. That's the chok. And that's teilechu, mimele, that's teilechu to the mitzvahs. Because when you're perfecting your physical body through Torah, it's teilechu, it brings you automatically to mitzvah tai tishmoru. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, machlokas, in the end of Kiddushin, it says there, machlokas, what's better, Torah or mitzvahs? Machlokas tonight, Rabbi Akiva comes and says, Torah. Why? Because Torah mivili de maisa. Torah is the vehicle to bring you to action, says Rashi. V'nimtzu shnehem biyadcha. Both of them come. Torah is the vehicle to bring you to maisa. Torah is the vehicle that brings the spiritual world into the physical goof and makes the telechu, the going after the mitzvahs. It's mitaken. It fixes. Says the Ramchal in Derech Hashem. At the end, it says he has a mama on Talmud Torah. He says, "Mi'ashpa'ot hagdolot," from the biggest influences the Kadosh Baruch Hu brought into this world is Torah. That's what it means in Mishnah. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Talmud Torah is against all the mitzvahs. That's what it means. Ashpa'ot hagdolot is Torah, and it can change a person. Can change a person completely. Says the Ramchal. Requires two tanaim, two conditions. Number one, tikkun hamaasim. Person wants to fix himself. Number two, yira b'talmud. That he knows what he's learning. It's the rotzen of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We don't put a Gemara over a Chumash, because the Chumash has more Kedusha. We kiss Asfara, Minag Yisrael, we kiss the Sefer Torah. No one kissed the maths books. There's no din that a maths book can't go on a physics book. There's no din that a maths book can't go on a floor, a physics book, or a history book. There's no din covered there. Here we have dinik covered, because it's dinik Kedusha. Torah is Mekadish us. Therefore, we know it po mina kedusha. Has kedusha. Sefer Torah has kedusha. A sefer has kedusha. There's different levels of kedusha. With me? So too, there's different levels of a person's amelus in Torah. There is a different level of a person's kedusha. Some people are on a higher level of kedusha. Some people are on a lower level of kedusha. Has kedusha. The letter is chok. Chok means to take something, like a stone, and engrave in it. Like the luchot were chakuk, were charut. Charut and chakuk are the similar words. Cherus, we say cher. What does it mean? Something which is chakuk in something, it becomes part of it. When you write on something, so you have dio, you have ink, and you write on cloth, and you write on parchment. The dio, the ink, is separate from the parchment. It gets absorbed somewhat, but it's separate. You can, in theory, be mochik it, remove it. But it's a separate entity. Chok, something chakuk, it's in the stone itself. It's indentation in the stone. It's part of the stone. The stone itself is now saying those words. When you're chokek in your Torah, you are the Torah. You're the Evan. You're the stone. You're the Kli. That's nechkak b'cha. That's chakuk b'cha, the words of Torah. Now you become saying Torah. The stone says divrei Torah. It's written in the stone. The stone now has a story to tell, has something to say. Your life is the story of Amelus b'Torah. V'telechu le'mitzvus. The Torah will be bringing you to all the good things. It'll bring you to be doing all the good things. So now we can understand. So when a person is chokek his Torah in him, and it's telechu to shlemus. Because through Torah, a person comes to shlemus. That's why shalom ba'aretz, and all the good things memela come. Because of that chakika in himself, in his eved, in his kli, the chakika of divrei Torah. But it's only, that chakika can only be if he chips part of himself away. Part of himself has to go. In order to be chokek something in heaven, you have to remove stone. Same too with Torah. The Torah removes from him his yetzara. It's chokek. It uses it and it removes part of it. Now we can understand also why this parsha is the end of parsha Vayikra. Vayikra starts at Vayikra. Vayikra. The small Aleph, the Anav of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Korbonus, the building of the Mishkan, the building of the Kohen Gadol, the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol, the whole Hashrat Shechina, Chet HaEgel, the whole Hashrat Shechina, after Chet HaEgel, after the second Matan Torah, right? Shemini. And then we have all the dinim of the tumas, the different tumas that a person has to be nizah from. Mitzora. All different dinim. So, but Vayikra is the parasha of Vayikra, Vayikra, Loshen Chiba. How to regain the Chiba with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. How to regain when we muck up. We have Chet HaEgel. When we muck up, and also a person in individual life does a Chet, does an Aveira. There's a machshavara, whatever he does, there's a tikkun, there's a fixing. That's the whole part of Vayikra. But lemaisa, that which we're coming back to, the tshuva that we're coming back to is what? All of this is for what? That we come back to the awe of Torah. The hashrat shechina in the Mishkan, the Ramban says, is the same hashra as matan Torah. It's hashra of Torah. We're coming back to the Rotson of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That Rotson is the Rotson of Torah. Now that that's the whole word of the parasha, that's what the parasha ends with. In Bechukotai Teilechu, only Amelus B'Torah brings us back to Torah. All of Tshuva is for what? We say in our tefillah every day. We forget it. But every day we say, when we say the Baruch of Tshuva, what are we saying? Hashiveinu avinu l'taratecha. Return me to your Torah. Return me to your Torah. That's Tshuva. The Teilechu, the whole point of Parshas Vayikra, the whole point is Teilechu. That's why that's the Siyum. Now that we know how to return, where that return has to be, that has to cause us the telechu, that has to cause us that it's chokek, chakuk in us, the words of Torah. It's part of us. It's not klaf with dio. We're not klaf with dio. The word of Torah has to be chakuk in us, has to be part of us. an essential essence of us. When that happens, Teilechu, they'll bring you to the mitzvahs. Till then, you don't have Teilechu. Till then, the mitzvahs are awry. The mitzvahs are cry. There's no Teilechu. There's no going in the ways of the mitzvahs. You're trying to go, the Yetzirah will pull you here. He'll pull you there. He'll take you there. It's all a cry. Vayika, it's not Vayikra. It's Vayika. According to what will happen upon you. The mitzvahs will happen upon you. That's what it says here. You go with me, Bekeri, and I'll go with you, Vachamat Keri. It's Bemikre. Bemikre you're going with Kodesh Baruch Hu. When you go Bemikre with Kodesh Baruch Hu, all the Ra is there. The only way to remove the Ra is when the Torah is Chokek in you, when the Torah becomes part of you, when you're living with the Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu is in you, the Neshama is in you, permeates you. That only happens with Amelus B'Tera, and then you have the Teilechu. Then you go in the ways of the Torah, and the Torah brings you to mitzvahs, and brings you to all the brachas. As soon as we're separated from the Torah, as soon as no Amelus B'Tera, it starts with no Amelus. We learn when we want, how we want, when we want. A little bit here, a little bit there. There's no Amelus when we're learning it. There's no Tircha. There's no Avoda. That's a cry. That's what the Pasuk speaks about afterwards. We have seven brachas and seven klalas. Seven brachim, the person goes in them, that brings them to all the klalas. We're going to see that now. Bizarre. So your question is, why explain it with all the erkecha, all the value of a man when he's this age, and a woman, and a child, and all sorts of things, and has a certain erech, which is erkecha alai. Right? Why has to be that? Because a person, just as a cow has a value, a person can have a value. As a cow, you can have a value. A person, he's a dentist, he's a doctor, he's a lawyer, he has a skill. Whatever his skill is, he can produce X amount of money, he can produce Y amount of I don't know what. You can evaluate the value of a person if all he is a cow. If all he is a physical entity and a being, he can have a value. He has a certain value to society. A president of the United States has a certain value. Depends who he is, right? But he has a certain value. A rich guy in the United States has a certain value. He's worth 10 billion, 20 billion, 5 billion, 1 billion, 100 million. He's worth. He has a certain worth. How much he can produce. He's going up, he's going down. Apple has a stock. You have a stock market. You have a stock. How much they're worth. How much you think they're worth. There's a definite value. You can evaluate things. It's not hard. Physical. You can evaluate. Maybe it is hard, but it's possible. In theory, you can have an evaluation of a person. How much you're going to be in your life. How much you're going to produce. How much you're going to eat. How much you're going to be useful to society. We can evaluate it based on the skills you have. The job you're going to take. Right? On average, what salary you're going to get. We can evaluate. Or if we can't evaluate in the future because we don't know exactly which direction you're going to go, we'll take a person's life, he's finished it, he's buried. Now we'll say, what did he produce? How many children did he produce? What they're giving to society? How many taxes do we pay? It's all written down. How much nechasim do you have? We can give a value to it. It's not a problem giving a value to a human being if you measure him that way. When does a person have no value? When he produces something which you can't estimate in physical terms. Only when a person has connection with his soul and his connection with the Rotzen of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's his purpose, then you can't evaluate him. Can you evaluate a person and compare a person to another person? No one can do that. No one knows the difficulty it has to you to do mitzvahs or to be from, or to do whatever you're doing, or to not listen to Yetzer Hara. No one knows. Who knows? Only one person, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Person, we cannot evaluate a person's tzidkus. We cannot evaluate a person's spiritual domain. Impossible. Spirituality is not something that can be evaluated. But that's only if a person has a spiritual entity in him. Only if you have b'chukotai teilechu u'mitzvotai teshmor, you have a kesher with your Creator, you have a way of bringing that kesher into the physical world, then a human being is something which has no value. So now that we know he has no value, we're telling you that. You cannot, when a person says, Erkecha alai, he can't mean who he is really. It can't be that's the pshat, because that has no value. So what are we talking about? We're not talking about you want to evaluate him as a lawyer, because he's not a lawyer. He's a tzaddik who just happens to be a lawyer. He's not a doctor. He's a tzaddik who has to be a doctor. Can I evaluate who he really is? What is who he really is? Who he really is a tzaddik. He's not living to become a doctor. No one put on his tombstone, I'm a doctor. I cured 10 people or 100,000 people from colds and flus and broken arms and limbs. Maybe he did a vaccination. I don't know. Well, maybe he really saved someone's life. I mean, that's a big one. Maybe that's worth writing there, because that's a mitzvah. But it's only things they write on your tombstone are things which don't have value. You can't estimate. No one writes how many pizzas you ate, how many Coca-Colas you drank. There are. There once I was at a funeral, I heard, it was a Chiloni funeral, and I heard someone saying that he knew how to be mikayef. He knew how to have fun. He knew how to drink wine. I was like shocked when I heard it. That's what you're saying at a funeral? Okay, there are crazy people in the world. There are. Some people have their pictures on the thing as well. Okay, I don't know what... there are crazy people. I'm talking about normal people. Normal people only put their things that have eternal value, because that's the eternal message you gave to the world. That doesn't have a value. So when I say Erech, and I know a human being now that has a kesher with his Creator does not have a physical value. When he says, my value, I'm going to give to Bedek HaBayis, he can't be talking about his real value. So you're not measuring him as a lawyer. You're not measuring him as a doctor. What are you measuring him? You're measuring ki'ilu, he is a behemoth called a homo sapien. How much work can this homo sapien do, like a cow can do work? So you measure him as an eved. So there's different stages in life. For avodim, this is... when you're younger, you're worth more because you can do more work. When you're older, you're worth less. A man's worth like this, a woman's worth like that. Depends on the work they can do. That's what it's telling you. That's the end of the Torah. Torah is telling you, when you say Erech, a person has no Erech. So he means, measure me like an animal. Because you can't measure me like a human being. So that's what he can only mean. It's coming to tell you that a person has no Erech. But that can only be if you have a kesher with your Creator. If you have B'chukotai. If you have a Yikra. Loshon Chibur. You have a kesher with your Creator. If you have no kesher, you have no relationship, then you're just an animal. Then we can measure how much a lawyer is worth to society. How much a doctor is worth to society. Then it makes sense to say Erech HaAlai, and we'll measure how much a doctor is worth. How much a lawyer is worth. How much a businessman's worth. There's a worth. There's a value. You can measure that. How much taxes he pays. How much he gave to society. And how many children. Does he have children who are doctors? Children who are valuable to society? We can measure that. That's not the parasha of Erkecha. Then when he says that, he means that. In society, maybe if a person says, my value, he has a value. Just as Apple has a value. Just as Google has a value. So, those people have values. People do valuations of CEOs, how much he's worth to the company to give him a salary. There's valuations. People have jobs like that. Because valuation of the physical, you can evaluate. But if you don't belong there, you can't evaluate. So when you're saying that, you mean, look at me as an animal. That's what the parasha is telling you. When a person's making a neder, so there's a rule. A person doesn't make a neder stam. He must mean something. So he can't mean his real value. Because he doesn't have a value. He doesn't have a physical value. He's spiritual. So what does he mean? So it means, look at me as an animal. If you look at me as an animal, I'm not an animal. If you look at me that way, this is my value. The value of an eved, that's what Chazal say. How much is an eved of that age worth? And Chazal have a certain, you know, a certain evaluation of that. At the time of the Torah, a certain evaluation. That's what chakuk in the Torah. That's what's in the Torah. So now, the pasuk speaks about the, if we don't go b'chukotah, it says, v'im lo tishma'uli, if you don't listen to me. Rashi says, what do you mean don't listen to me? Liyot amelim b'terah. You don't want to be amo b'terah. Rashi's mosif. Uledat midrash chachamim. And to know the drashas of chachamim. Yechol l'kiyum mitzvahs, k'shu omeh, im lo tasu. That's the next one. But lo tasu is kiyum mitzvahs. Then you don't do the mitzvahs. Et kol ha-mitzvahs. Right? So it means amelim b'terah. Adds, v'shelo tasu, m'shelo tilmedu, if you don't learn, lo tasu, havishtei averot. I not amelim b'terah l'dat midrash chachamim. That's what it means, l'dat midrash chachamim. L'dat midrash chachamim is to be amel b'terah, to learn deeply the Torah. If a person just learning Torah, he's eventually not going to come to mitzvahs. If you're doing daf yomi, you're not going to be so from. If you're amelim b'terah, that means you understand deeply. You're looking to understand deeply the Torah. I'll just tell you one thing. And I say it to all the boys. If you have a head, and you don't use your head for learning, you're not from. You're not from. You can't be from if you're in a relationship with a woman. And you have a head, and she has a head. She's deep emotionally, you're deep emotionally. And you just bring other shit together, but you don't connect on the deep emotions and in your head or in spiritual things. You're not married. You're a partnership. You're not married. Marriage means connection in the things which are important to you. If you're a clever person, if you're a deep person and you don't connect with those things with your wife, you're not married. You're married to a certain extent. Physically, maybe a little bit emotionally. You have good shutfus, a good partnership to bring up kids. I don't have such a good partnership because the kids will go off the derech as well. You don't have a good marriage, kids go off the derech. That's the Makkah Medina. Whatever a person has, he needs to connect with. A relationship with your creator is the same thing. If you're intellectual, if you're emotional, you're deep emotionally, you have to find that in learning. Otherwise, you don't connect to your creator. If you don't connect to your creator, you don't have a relationship. That's what it means, ledat midrash chachamim. It's not sufficient to sit and learn. You have to be amal b'ter, ledas, to understand it, to be amal b'ter, to hafach b'avachava, the kulaba, to understand the depth of the Torah, if you're that type of person. If you're a person who doesn't have depth, then daf yomi is good for you. But if your person has depth, daf yomi is terrible for you. Depends on the person. Daf yomi is only good for certain people. You have to have a relationship with it. It has to be something important. It has to be something which is geschmack to you, something which is interesting to you. And if it isn't, you have to work to get it that way. That's what it means here. And then that's what it means. Then, in the end, you won't have a time in it. Psychology will be more interesting. These interesting books that are written for in America will be more interesting. And Torah learning is not so interesting. So you don't have a relationship. Maybe if a rabbi comes in occasionally and says something deep, you like it, but that's about it. You can't be creative, you can't be learning, you can't be have a kesher with it. So what will come? Shelo tilmedu. Lo tilmedu, lo ta'asu. Shtei averot. And then what's the next one? Next pasuk. Im b'chukotai timasu. Moes, says Rashi, ba'acherim ha'osim. You didn't learn. You don't keep. You see someone else keeping. You're stupid to keep. It's a bit of you there. You feel a bit, how can, well, I'm not keeping. You have to justify yourself. Ma'os ba'acherim. Next. V'im et mishpatai tigal nafshachem. Sone et ha'chachamim. That's the next thing. You don't like this rabbi and that rabbi. He doesn't understand you. He's not a good rabbi, he is a good rabbi. And then the one who is good, he does something to you. Then he's also not a good rabbi. They're all the same. No one understands you. Then, Levilti Asot. So Nechachamim. Levilti Asot. Well, can't be. You don't do. You already stopped doing. Moneet Acherim Asot. You stop other people. They have these Irgunim. People went off the derech. They take Haredi children and they say, come, don't keep. Chose B'Sheila. Does he have cure of movements? You have these movements that take people out of Yiddishkeit. That's Mone Acheri Me'asot. Stop them from doing. They're worse than that. They take them out from doing. Ve'et kol mitzvotai. What do you mean, kol mitzvotai? La'hafarchem et briti. To nullify my bris. What do you mean, et kol mitzvotai? All the mitzvahs. Rashi says, Kovesh shelo tzivitim l'chach. No, I don't believe this. It's made up. Who believes God spoke to Moshe? What are you talking about? Teresh Baal Peh? What are you talking about? La'ferchem et briti. Kofe v'ika. Don't believe in Kodesh Baruch Hu b'chal. Nothing. Sheva averot, says Rashi, Harishona goreret et hashnia. It causes the second one. Beken arashvit eluhem. Lo lamad. He didn't learn, he doesn't do. Moes ba'acherim, doesn't want other people to do. Ha'osim, ken? Sonet ha'chachamim, he hates the rabbis. But they know what they're talking about. All they want is money. Moneh et ha'acherim. Prevents other people. Why do you need to be frum like that? What are you going to yeshiva for? It's a waste of time. Kofer b'mitzvahs. Who says, oh, it doesn't make sense. Look here, it doesn't make sense. What? God created the world in 6 days? Okay. All sorts of shtuyot. Honestly, Torah doesn't speak about these things. It speaks about many things in the world. It doesn't mean a physical world. Not a series of Torah. Kofa Beika. The spirit of Kodesh Baruch. How many people like that? Starts with what? No, Amelim B'Torah. Ledat Midrash Chachamim. If a person doesn't deepen his understanding of the world, that's what's going to happen. And I'll tell you something. It's not going to happen only necessary to him. Maybe he holds himself in. He's part of the from world. He won't, you know, he'll still eat his challan and keep, and, you know, he's part of the frum world. He has the shell of the frum world. Inside is rakuv. Inside is nothing there. So, he'll still be frum, his children won't. His children won't want to live a life with an emptiness inside. So they'll go away. There's nothing internal. This is a very, very big musa, this parasha. It's a very, very big musa. Without a person using his kochot to understand his world and understand his creator and his connection and his meaning and his depth in life, he doesn't have a relationship with his creator. If he doesn't have a relationship with his creator, it's like any marriage. Any marriage, you don't have a deep, emotional, intellectual, spiritual relationship is going to filter out. The children are going to go off. There's no pnim. There's no depth. There's no real connection. That's how it is. When you don't have real connection with your creator, you don't have a marriage. You don't have a connection. It's going to go away. It's just a show. So you come to shul. So you wear a black hat. You wear the white shirt. You eat the kugel. You enjoy the jokes. I used to have a few jokes about the rabbi as well, right? A little bit of Jewish politics as well. You do all those things. You're part of the chevra. You don't leave the chevra. You enjoy it. You like the challenge. You like the things. It's all periphery. It's all external. There's nothing pnim to us. There's no depth in our relationship with the Creator. Then it's just a question of time. So you stay in the framework. You stay in the frum world. But you're not really frum. Your children are definitely not going to be. Unless they come to Baal Tshuva Yeshiva and they look for something deeper, and But that's unlikely with frum kids. Frum kids, those doors aren't open. Frum kids, the outside world's open. You came to the frum world because your parents' world was empty. So you look for something else. So you didn't look for the non-frum world because you know that. A frum child sees his parents' world empty, sees the frum world empty. He looks for a different world. What's the different world? The non-frum world. That's what's happening. This is the parasha. This is not a parasha of brochas and skulas and a parasha of klalas. This is not the parasha. The parasha is telling you how things work. This is how Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world. Teilechu, chukotai teilechu, everything works out. Lo tishmu'uli, everything doesn't work out. Now, no one is not teilechu, and no one is not lo tishmu'uli. We're all in the middle of the road somewhere. So we have part of these brachas and part of these klalas. But it's the metzias of the world that brings this on. It's the reality of mankind that brings this on. This is the Kodesh Baruch Hu who created the Teva. That's the Chok. That's how the world works. You can't go against these rules. These are the rules of the world. The only way you can have connection and bracha, which means that connection, is through Chokek the Torah in your heart. The Luach Libecha, the stone of your heart, that heart of stone which represents the Yetzirah. Only the Chakika of Torah. Even today, you know, they do the Chakika with sand, with like pressured sand, or with pressured water. Rabbi Akiva saw the drops of water going on a stone and made a hole in it. The stone, water, the waters of Torah, the Chakika of Torah can impress on a person's stone, and that stone can say words of Torah, can be living words of Torah. That lave of Evan can become Luchot Avanim. That's we have the minig of Klal Yisrael, is to make, we don't make square Luchot. Yeah, that's more modern thing. The minig of Klal Yisrael is to make the Luchot with, like, you know, round on the top, in the form of a heart. Because that's the heart of a person. The Luchot Avanim is the heart of a person. The Chakika is on the heart of a person. That's what Torah does. Torah is Chokek on our hearts. Brings us to a higher level of who we really are. That our hearts are hearts of Divrei Torah. Hearts of connecting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And mind. We don't speak about hearts. We speak about Chacham Lev. The mind and the heart of a person connecting. A person has a deep intellectual and spiritual relationship with his creator. That can only be through our Melis Butera. That's the Chok here. That's how it works. You can't be a frum Jew, I mean real frum, without a connection with your creator. That only comes through a depth of understanding of the world. That comes through learning Torah. A depth of understanding of Torah is a depth of understanding of the world. Because the world, as the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it, is the blueprint is in the Torah. It's there. That's what needs to be understood. If you don't understand it, you're missing. Im lo tishma'uli. Ladat midrash chachamim. To know the depths of how chachamim learn things. The depths of Torah. We should be zochet to understand the Torah. We should be zochet to understand that that's the chisaron. When a person has that chisaron, then he's missing out on Torah. He's missing out on connection. He's missing out on the reality of the world. That's what the parasha is. Wow. That's what the whole of Parashas Vayikra says. How to come to Vayikra. How to come to Loshon Chiba. How to have that Chiba with a great ball. When we muck up, we bring a korban. But the whole way of getting is to be chokek the Torah. That's the seam of the parasha, is to be chokek the Torah. The beginning of the parasha, Vayikra, Loshon Chiba. The Anova. The Anova is a tonight of Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was Anov Mikol Adam. And they've reached Torah more than anyone else. That's why it starts with Vayikra, small Aleph. We spoke about it when we learned Vayikra. It represents the Anava Moshe Rabbeinu. They were Zochet to Loshon Chiba. They were Zochet to Torah. And that anava comes to where only when we chokek the words of Torah on our hearts, when we mishabed ourselves to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe was Eved Ne'eman. He was Ne'eman. He was an Eved Ne'eman. He was an Eved, an Avdus. He was completely mishubed to his Creator. It was completely chakuk alibo. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was the person who was chokek the Torah. When you're chokek on your heart the words of Torah, then you can be chokek on the Luchos HaBris for the rest of the Klal Yisrael. Then you're chok. You're chokek. That's what it says. It brings down another part.